This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Welcome to it. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. I am Tim Little with you tonight, flying solo in the chair. Yes, they've let me behind the desk. They're all out playing, but I am joined by the wonderful Mikey J. White, who's putting together a wonderful performance for Midsummer. We're going to have a chat to him very, very soon indeed.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. You're with myself, Tim Little, and I am joined tonight by Mikey J. White, writer, producer, and director of the up-and-coming Midsummer spectacle known as Animal. Welcome.
Grr.
Grr. And I see you've brought your cage with you.
Yes, this is one of the costumes from the show. It's actually a bear head made to look like a cage. So I've made a whole bunch of different animal heads through the show, so you'll have to come along to see what the other animals are.
Wow. So tell us about the show. I understand it's something that explores sexuality, relationships, and society.
Yeah, basically, it's a show called Animal, which is about humans. So I use animals to reflect human nature and basically make a comment on what it means to be a human and what our place is in the greater animal kingdom.
And I imagine sex would come in there.
Oh, definitely. Yes, sex is very important.
How do you portray sex on stage?
Well, in this particular show, I have included a burlesque number. And burlesque is a new form that I've been exploring over the last year, a new form of performance. And I guess it's quite different than just stripping. It's using sexuality and striptease to draw the audience in, and I'm using it in a different way in this show, and it includes a little bit of puppetry as well, so it's interesting.
A bit of puppetry?
Yes. So these animal cage heads that I'm wearing transform into other things, as you will see.
Wow. And with these shows, do you have limits in terms of how you can portray sex on the stage, or do you set yourself limits thinking of the audience?
Yeah, it's interesting. It really depends on the show and how important showing everything is, or how, like, whether it's actually going to further the story or the message, just by including sex for no reason really doesn't have any point. So I always try and ensure that if there's a sexual element in my performance, that it has a purpose and a reason.
Right. And what are your interests? What are your inspirations?
For this show in particular?
Yeah, or just generally speaking.
Well, I love people, and watching people and exploring different views on life. So this show, I spent a lot of time studying people, not animals, funnily enough. But studying people as animals. So I'd sit down in a cafe and just watch people for long periods of time. And basically, it's similar to being at the zoo, except, and you soon realize that we really are quite strange creatures. and some people have very peculiar habits. So, so I took some of those ideas, and basically, it's an exploration of what's really the crux of being a human, and are we really that different from any other animal?
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't we animals in a way?
Well, yes, that's basically the point.
Right.
That we are animals, and so much of these things that we get caught up in, society and expectations and pressures, and there's no need to put so much weight on our shoulders when we should just be getting out there and enjoying it, and that means sex as well.
Have you explored the way animals do sex?
I originally had planned to go in that direction a lot more with the show, but as it developed and changed, I kind of widened it to be... it was originally going to be a purely burlesque show using animals, but it changed and evolved into a show about human nature in general. So yeah, I did do a little bit of exploration about how animals have sex, and some of them are quite interesting.
So you did a previous show called 12 Skins.
That's right.
How does this differ from that performance?
12 Skins was... basically 12 burlesque routines woven together under a common theme, and that one was all about being a man and using Freud's personality archetypes to explore different aspects of our personality and what makes a man, or identity in myself in general. It's quite a personal show, and in saying that, being a man didn't always equate with masculinity. It was the feminine side of masculine as well. And so this show, Animal, I'm going a little bit further and exploring what it means to be a human, and just widening the scope a bit more.
Wow. And in terms of your personal development on this journey, what have you taken out of your exploration?
Ooh, a whole lot. it's when you do a piece like this, it really forces you to look in on yourself and question what the way that you see the world and the way that you interact with people and your relationship with things like society and politics and sex and culture and gender and all those things of explored and come to my own conclusions about. And basically, you'll see in the show, I offer my personal insights through these animals into what I've learnt in this journey.
Right, very interesting indeed.
But in saying that, it's not all my own words. I have spent a lot of hours researching and finding the words of famous playwrights and poets and artists and songwriters, and it's using a combination of their words and music and my own words and movement pieces to kind of create this multidisciplinary work, which explores the human condition through animals.
And do you explore sexuality in there as well from a gay man's perspective? How do you incorporate that?
I definitely do. I think because I am a gay man, I have a different view than, you know, the majority. So I've really used that to look at these pieces and these animals and use that view as an outsider to portray like what it really means to be a part of this society, even if you're not part of the mainstream. And so I explore different aspects of gender, and there is like one of the animals is a drag character who makes commentary on my own masculinity as a female character. So it's been an interesting exploration of self.
Wow, looking forward to exploring this a little bit more with you. I'm Mikey J. White, writer, producer and director of the up-and-coming Midsummer Spectacle known as Animal. We'll chat to him very, very shortly.
Share your thoughts. Email onair@joy.org.au. Have your say. SMS 0427 JOY 949. And connect with your community.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. You're with myself, Tim Little, tonight, and I am joined by Mikey J. White, who's putting on the amazing show called Animal, which is a multidisciplinary piece that incorporates theatre, music, burlesque, multimedia and spoken word. So quite a lot goes into these shows. Is that something that you've always incorporated into your works?
No, actually. It's kind of new for me, this multidisciplinary way of working. I come from a very classical theatre background, and I used to do a lot of Shakespeare, for example, is where I started back in New Zealand, and then used a lot of scripted theatre, musical theatre, and children's theatre. So I had a bit of a break from performing, and when I came back, I decided that what really interested me a lot more was not particularly always having to tell stories with words or with a set structured script. And so I like to explore a little bit more of physical theatre, and that kind of led me into the burlesque and performance art side of things. And so it's just kind of combining my different backgrounds together all into one big mishmash of ideas, and it ends up with quite a conceptual work which doesn't particularly have a narrative, but is more just a overall impression of a theme or an idea.
As a performer, when you're going through training, so to speak, are you taught a certain way that you should present?
It really depends on who your teacher is at school.
What was your experience?
I had a lot of different teachers, so I was able to draw different things from all of them. Some of them were very like method acting type, Stanislavski method and that sort of thing. And a lot of them, I was lucky to have some really kind of like forward thinking and what would be termed alternative, I guess, teachers who kind of like made me think about different styles of performance. And I like to mix it up a little bit and not always do what's expected.
Right. And you say that you've mixed some of the styles that you've learned over the years in terms of burlesque and some other disciplines as well. Have you learnt them separately? For example, did you do some go-go dancing and decide to implement that?
Well, the drama school I went to in New Zealand covered all bases. So we did acting, we did screen and stage, we did a lot of movement classes, tap, jazz, ballet, and singing. And so having that whole overview of different disciplines, it made you kind of work out where you sat and which ones appealed to you. And so, yeah, I have been doing more recently, as I was saying, I'm getting more into the more physical theatre and burlesque side of things, and go-go dancing has been a side offshoot of that, I guess. And I feel like with the go-go dancing, I bring a little bit of my theatricality to it.
That would synergize quite well, one would think.
Yeah. Well, it also helps me enjoy it more by adding a little bit of fun into it.
Yeah.
It's the same with when I do burlesque routines. I try not to make it purely about just sex or striptease, because it's all been done, it's boring. You know, you can be a masculine firefighter and take off your uniform and so what.
But and be a strippogram.
Yeah. But if you add some form of masculinity as well as, I like to always include a bit of femininity into my performance, and a bit of gender fuck, and just make people realize that there's not just one way to be sexy. I always include some sort of humor or a political message or a social commentary, so that the burlesque routines have a little bit more depth than just someone standing there taking their clothes off.
What are the challenges of putting on a one-man show as opposed to being in a production?
Well, for starters, especially if you're doing burlesque, one of the challenges is that you have to take all your clothes off and then put them all back on again, and then take them off again and then put them all back on again, which can be interesting to find ways to do that, which still keeps the audience entertained.
Yep.
In the 12 burlesque routine show I did, 12 Skins, I worked with a visual artist and videographer, Kia Rush Sangana, to create projection mapped video images of myself, which was his interpretation of the routine that I'd done through video. And that those videos were projection mapped across different shapes on the stage while I changed into the next one. So it was quite interesting to meld those different
elements together. Yeah. So that was a bit of a distraction while you went and changed backstage.
Exactly. But this show, Animal, there's only one time during the whole hour that I do leave the stage, and all the changes are done live in front of the audience. So I kind of have spent a lot of time finding music or speech or interesting ways to slowly morph from one animal to another.
Right. And in terms of the animals that you've picked, are they ones that you quite like in terms of your likes and stuff?
They all represent a different idea or a different concept.
Right.
For example, there's a deer which represents beauty and the fragility of life as well. So there's different animals for different creatures, and I guess with this show you're probably more interested in the ones that represent sex. And I am using basically what people commonly associate with sex. These animals are fuck like rabbits. There's a rabbit and a pig for which is more a gay man associates with sex. So and it's interesting because in that routine, which is my burlesque routine about sex, I combine these two animals together in interesting ways to create new hybrid animals.
Ooh, now that's really a mindfuck then.
Yeah.
We are chatting to Mikey J. White, producer, writer and director of the up-and-coming midsummer spectacle known as Animal.
Joy 94.9. Do you have a business, product or service that needs to be seen and heard? Become a Joy sponsor and get the best of both worlds. Have your message heard on air by 329,000 monthly listeners. Have your message seen online at joy.org.au via the Joy sponsorship directory. Sponsorship starts from as low as $295. And best of all, those who sponsor us for more than 1 month are featured on our listing free. Yes, free! Call 1-300-JOY-949 or email sales@joy.org.au for more details. Joy 94.9, the diverse voice of the GLBTI community.
Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek. Hide and seek. Hide and seek.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. I am joined by Mikey J. White, who is the writer, producer and director of the up-and-coming Midsummer show known as Animal. And Mikey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, you also do another performance called Ball of Wax, which I've been lucky enough to witness. Or is it a party?
It's a little bit of everything, really. That's where the name comes from. Ball of Wax is a colloquial term which came from America, I think, about when you use the wax to roll up all the leftover debris and whatever you catch along the way ends up in your ball of wax. And basically that's what that night is all about. It's a it's a performance art party, and we collect different performers, visual artists, DJs, and roll them into our big ball of wax to raise money for the Hair Hole, which is the event site of Hares and Hyenas, to upgrade the venue, new lighting, sound, microphones, speakers, that sort of thing.
Awesome. So it's a little bit different to Animal.
Yes, it's very different.
So one would say it's probably an interactive performance?
Yeah, I host the party, so I always try and kind of include the audience into the performance in some way. And we perform just not on one set stage. People perform up on the bar and the stairs, and there's even a performance artist who lives in the cupboard under the stairs who does crazy things at every party.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it someone different each time, or...?
No, we actually have a resident cupboard under the stairs, gimp, you might call them.
they're locked in their cage like you.
Yes, yes, they live there, and once a month at the Ball of Wax party, we let them out to do whatever they like. And there's been some very interesting moments in the cupboard under the stairs with our resident Gimp Storvin. But we do have a Ball of Wax coming up to celebrate the end of Midsummer Festival, actually, on the 4th of February.
Wow.
Headlining that party will be the fabulous Yana Alana.
And do these people make cameos in your performances, or it's solely a one-man show?
This particular one is solely a one-man show. I have had, like, other people I've worked with, people that helped with the costumes, and I have a lighting designer, and also the amazing Maud Davey lended an outside eye to some of my rehearsals and kind of acted as a co-director. But in terms of the actual performance, it's just me.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the flesh.
Exactly.
And in the cage, like tonight that we have you here in the studio.
Yes, we're in my bare head.
So what do you do to prepare yourself for these performances?
Learn my lines, for starters, and my choreography.
Do you have someone to whip you into shape?
No, it's all me. So I think that when you are doing a one-person show, this will be my third one, actually, you really have to know your material, because with another show, you know, you might forget a line or something, but there's always another performer there to kind of, like, feed you some sort of cue or back you up. But here there's nothing. It's just all me. If I forget something, then I'm staring blankly into space.
And what do you do? Have you had any circumstances like that?
Yes. Well, I mean, I guess because I knew the shows so well, I'm able to improvise, and the audience don't know what the words are meant to be, yes. Or what the movement or anything. So, yeah, there has been times where I've had a blank, but it's never been noticeable to the audience.
Thing, yeah.
Hopefully.
Now, I was lucky enough to witness you in full glory at Midsummer Carnival on Sunday, in your cage as well.
Yes, yes. I unleashed the bear on the carnival.
Wow.
And we went up onto the stage as well, and at the tea dance, which was amazing. It was such a good vibe and energy up there.
Yeah.
Basically just lending a bit of madness to the celebration.
What were people's responses to the way that you explained the show?
Overwhelmingly positive. Like, people were very interested in the show, and they really loved this costume piece that I'd created. Yeah, people were really interested to come and check out the full piece.
Excellent. Now, you are playing at the Hare Hole, Hares and Hyenas.
That's right.
And that starts tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow night, 9 p.m.
Wow, and goes through to Saturday.
Yep.
The 21st of January. So people can get their tickets. How do they find out a bit more information?
If you just go to the Midsummer website and search for Animal, all the bookings and information about the show are there.
Fantastic. And Mikey, what else is on for you for Midsummer? You said you had Ball of Wax coming up.
Yes, Ball of Wax on the 4th of February, which I'm hosting with an amazing lineup of performers this time, including Yana Alana, John Jackson, Dandrogyny, Ziggy Disco Balls, and 6 Inches Uncut. So there's some great names there, even without seeing the performance. I'm also hosting the VAC Trivia Night called Queer Ass Trivia this coming Monday at Hares and Hyenas.
Wow. So there is lots coming up.
Yeah.
And I note that you really like to push buttons.
I do.
Is that in your nature?
It's in my nature to push buttons.
Yeah.
I like to test boundaries and kind of like see how far I can go. So,
have any of your family seen any of your performances?
Yes. Not my family are mostly in New Zealand, and my father lives in Thailand, and I've got brothers all around the world. I have a big family. But they've seen a lot of my performances back home in New Zealand, but not a lot of this new style of performing that I've been doing with the burlesque and things like that.
Right.
Although my mother and my nana came to a show I did called the Naughty Rude Musical Review, so which included a stripping Jesus character. So I'm sure that they would be fine.
Ah, awesome. And I'm sure you'll send them some videos or something.
Yes, yeah, they've seen the videos. My mum sees all my topless Facebook pics and says that she'd like to press like, but she doesn't think it's appropriate.
Oh, no. She's one of those mums.
Yes.
I get the comments like, are you drunk?
Right.
Well, Mikey J. White, it's been a pleasure having you here in the studio in your cage.
Yes.
And you can catch him at Animal. It kicks off tomorrow. Tickets online. Go to the Midsummer website. There's more information there. And that is on until Saturday.
Sure is.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.